Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The trip to Greece gives banter a good name. Every few years, beginning in 2010, the English comic actors Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon have teamed up with the director Michael Winterbottom to do a comedy about a trip. The first one was simply called The Trip. It followed Steve and Rob to photogenic-slash-historical areas of the English countryside where they chewed on lofty philosophical and cultural subjects and ate fancy meals in upscale restaurants. That set the pattern for subsequent films shot in Italy, Spain, and now Greece. The co-stars always play versions of themselves, best buds living high on the hog, only because Steve keeps getting newspaper assignments to do foodie features. The formula has worn thin, and this installment is the end of the road. But what was great at the outset, super smart banter coupled with sensational celebrity impressions, is still pretty darn good, and their meanderings take an unexpected turn. The pretext this time is nothing less than tracing the steps of Odysseus from Troy back to his home in Ithaca. The two friends cover a lot of ground and water, but the joy for me is the far-ranging, free-associating quality of their verbal riffs, particularly their wizardly impressions. It's hard to describe the twisted tracks that support their trains of thought, but I'll try. Finding themselves in Greece, they, of course, sing the title song From Greece. They consider the proposition that Alexander the Great killed enough people to be called a gangster. That prompts both of them to do competing Marlon Brandos from The Godfather, followed by Rob's not-so-hot impression of the tough guy specialist Ray Winston, which he quickly redeems with an inspired riff on Henry VIII, not a Greek, but never mind, as a gangster played by Ray Winston. It's the sort of thing that Robin Williams used to do with surreal ease. They're not in his league, but what they do gives plenty of pleasure. Two special treats are Rob's fricative-rich rendition of Dustin Hoffman's Ratso Rizzo in Midnight Cowboy, followed by Steve's evocation of Hoffman's Dorothy Michaels in Tootsie. Comics often feel a need to be taken seriously, and that's the case in The Trip to Greece. Toward the end, the tone changes sharply and very movingly. I can't tell you why without spoiling the impact, but real life intrudes on the fun and frivolous games. Or is it a dramatic device meant to simulate real life? There's no way of knowing while it's happening, and I'm not so sure the distinction matters all that much. What is for sure is that we suddenly feel things we didn't expect to, and that an actor accustomed to doing other people and other voices does grief and loss to a fare thee well. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.